the scale, the throne, and the lap. Proverbs 16 begins with a person forming plans and ends with a lot falling from the lap. Between these two acts, careful planning and apparent chance, the Lord reigns. Yet divine sovereignty does not reduce us to puppets. The chapter repeatedly calls us to righteous work, truthful speech, humble hearts, and disciplined anger. Providence is not an excuse for passivity. It is the holy atmosphere in which obedience becomes possible. God does not merely weigh actions. The World English Bible says, "The Lord weighs the motives," verse 2. The Hebrew is even more searching. God weighs the ruachoth, the spirits, impulses, or inner dispositions. Later, verse 11 declares that honest scales and weights belong to him. The merchant's balance and the human heart are therefore connected. The God who examines weights in the marketplace also examines the hidden weight within our goodness. We may perform a righteous deed for an unrighteous reason. Generosity for admiration, truth spoken to wound, service used to gain control. Human beings see the transaction. God places the spirit behind it upon his scale. This is why verse 3 does not mean make your plan, ask God to bless it, and success is guaranteed. The Hebrew verb translated commit is galal, meaning roll. Roll your work onto the Lord, its outcome, its reputation, and even your right to control its form. What God establishes may be a purified plan, not the original one. Providence often answers prayer by dismantling the ambition hidden inside it. The hardest city to conquer. The chapter's royal sayings celebrate just authority, yet verse 32 overturns ancient ideas of greatness. In a world where kings carved military victories into stone, the greater conqueror was the person who ruled his own spirit. Babylonian monuments praised men who captured cities. Scripture praises the believer who refuses to surrender the inner city to anger. Augustine taught that sin disorders our loves. Self-control, then, is not mere suppression. It is the restoration of rightful government within. God enthroned, love ordered, anger made servant rather than king. Christ embodies this strength. He could command armies of angels, yet stood silent before accusers. He conquered not by escaping suffering, but by refusing to let hatred determine what kind of person he would be. Nothing is merely accidental. In the ancient world, lots could be cast into the fold of a garment to settle matters beyond human discernment. Verse 33 does not sanctify superstition. It declares that even where our sight ends, God's rule does not. The chapter therefore frees us from two illusions, that planning makes us sovereign and that uncertainty means God is absent. We may plan wisely, speak carefully, trade honestly, and govern ourselves faithfully, then entrust the unseen result to him. Suggested cross-references: James 4:13-16, Psalm 139:23-24, Luke 22:42, Acts 4:27-28, Philippians 2:12-13. Suggested him, be thou my vision. Prayer. Sovereign Lord, weigh my hidden motives and expose every proud desire. Teach me to roll my work upon you, to rule my spirit through your spirit, and to trust you where I cannot see. Establish in me what pleases you, through Christ our true and righteous King. Amen.